Express yourself.
Good morning. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond.
Good morning, everybody.
This is Diane McGachran.
And this is John Active, sitting in for Joe Moses.
And we're here for another edition of Talkline, the 90-minute radio show driven by you, the caller. Whatever topic, you can name your name. You can give us your name. You can be anonymous.
Yeah, and you can send it in on the Internet, too.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the numbers here and the email address that you can send an email if you'd like. The numbers are...
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
International villages around us. They can call us at the 800 number.
That's right. So, and beyond. So the email, if you'd like to write us, is radio@kyuk.org.
Mm-hmm.
And, John, we have our traditional first caller.
Oh, the elder?
John Nick. Mr. John Nick. Good morning, John. You're on Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. John.
Hey, good
John.
Morning. Hey.
I owe you an apology for last week. I thought you were Raymond. You had a bad cold or something.
Yeah,
he did.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I need some more coffee, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July, and I hope everything went out fishing, subsistence, life, smoking weather. It was really nice, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, sounded like a lot of people got a lot of good fish. So I want to be thankful to Fish and Game for opening up. A little late, but on time for other fishermen have their subsistence living food there on the table. You know,
everybody's
really good.
Happy.
Yeah, everybody's happy. Nobody's calling or complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's about it. I want to wish everyone a good 4th of July and a happy weekend. And please don't drink and drive. And if you're celebrating on 4th of July, please watch it come out and don't drive. And be careful and have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And wear your life jackets when you're going out on a boat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone, be safe.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. You guys have a really good day.
Yeah, you too.
All right,
it's
going to
be a nice day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, today is the 1st of July, and tomorrow being the 2nd, Napakiak is having their Independence Day celebration today and tomorrow.
Oh, double.
Mm-hmm. And I think they start at 1 until 5, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
Both days. They're always fun in the villages. They have their traditional games. Zach
I
race,
know.
And the men put on women's clothes and women put on men's clothes. Contest, see who's first done. A lot of fun.
Yeah, that's nice. And then we have our 4th of July activities on Monday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there'll be a parade, and you probably have some details about that.
Oh, yeah, I do. And before people call in, are there any calls
yet? Not yet.
Okay,
nope, I'll
good.
Let you know.
Let me go through the schedule. Bethel's 4th of July celebration is on Monday, 10 a.m. Parade lineup begins outside Swanson's. Parade lineup. 11 a.m. parade begins, winding through town and ending at Pinky's Park. 12 noon, music begins, entertainment, vendors, and games open at Pinky's Park. 1 p.m., adult softball tournament. And then all those things and other things will wrap up at 5 o'clock. And should be a good time for family and friends and the whole community to come out and celebrate. And they're emphasizing no alcoholic beverages allowed, no intoxicated people. The roads entering Pinky's Park will be closed at 10 a.m. with roadblocks set at each end of the road. No vehicles will be allowed in the park area. Parking will be very limited in City Sub. For the parade update, breakdown of the day, and entertainment schedule, you can visit KYK's website at kyk.org. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, I like that. It's kind of an adventure. Okay, I don't know. We don't have any callers yet or emailers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was looking at Facebook this morning here and there was a message there from Willie Casale who said someone had stolen his daughter's gas tank from her boat in the small boat harbor. From the small boat harbor, the gas tank was half full. God. Now well, that's starting up again.
Oh, the...
Stealing.
So it was half full.
Yeah, a gas tank.
Yeah. Darn.
Yeah.
That didn't used to happen, did it?
No, it never did. Mm-hmm. No. But nowadays, you know, people come to town and they get stuck from the villages and then run out of gas, not have enough gas to go back home. So that's what they'll do is look around the boats and steal gas from people.
Wow.
Never used to do that here.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Hey, we have a caller from Fish and Wildlife, good. Ray Bourne. Welcome
Hi, Ray.
To the show, Ray.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Of course.
What's up?
Hey, I think it's great. The compliance, everybody working together with us for the fishing this year has been wonderful. We're really happy that everybody's able to work together with that. And, you know, talking to people, most are happy with the fishing opportunity, you know, for the Chinook. And they've had more available than last year, of course. However, it's only about half of what historic levels are, and we recognize that. But I think everybody's doing a great job. And the current opportunity goes till noon on Saturday, noon tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Fishing will continue to be open. After that, we'll reassess, and then we look for another opening, you know, later next week sometime. And we hopefully can do a much more relaxed opening opportunity for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
From a law enforcement perspective, you know, our law enforcement teams out there have asked everybody to remind them that Gillnets can be no longer than 50 fathoms below the Johnson River and no longer than 150 fathoms above the Johnson River. And we're still seeing some 8-inch nets out there. The limit is a 6-inch mesh. We ask everybody to continue to support, you know, Chinook conservation by using that. But other than that, I think it's great. Let's see. From a biology perspective, real quick, chum and sockeye are still running, you know, through the lower section of the river and a higher, more than Chinook and Bethel test fishery. On June 29th was 6 or 7 to 1, so we're seeing an increase in the chum and sockeye coming in, so we think that's really great. Let's see. And more information, of course, we have it on our webpage, which is fws.gov/refuge/Yukon Delta, or Facebook, which is Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. And then, of course, anybody can call in to our office at 543-3151.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're also glad to hear that the Yukon fishermen, subsistence fishermen, are getting a chance to fish for kings, too, now.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing as well. So we're seeing more opportunity up on Yukon as well.
Mm-hmm. That's great. What about your test fishery? Are you getting enough fish in your test fishery to pass them out to the elders or those in need?
ONC is managing the all the fish distribution, and when I talked to them last week. They've distributed as much as they can. Now they've put the fish bin, open fish bin again, back at Brown Slough down there.
Mm-hmm.
And people are welcome to go there and pick up any kind of fish from a test fishery.
Yeah, and they better get in before the sun comes up. The best time to get them is early in the morning when it's cool. That's what I used to do, get up early and go down with a wheelbarrow, get the fish while they're still fresh and cool.
Yeah.
You know, wheelbarrow, yeah. You know what those are?
I do.
Those are one wheel on in the front and two little stands in the back.
No, I know.
Work like holy
and the wheel, and the wheel is always half flat.
Oh, yeah, it's always flat.
Hey, Ray, I have a quick question for you. I don't know if you saw the article in the Dispatch about the they're not going to be having commercial fishing this year. And someone mentioned in the article, it was quoted as saying that this would create this, I hope I'm not misrepresenting this, but would create too many fish coming up to spawn because there's not, and that this would have a negative impact. I don't know. Did you happen to read that article?
I didn't happen to read the article, although that's a common discussion, you know, when you meet with Alaska Department of Fish and Game is, you know, the lack of a commercial fishery this year. But what that really does is provides, you know, more subsistence opportunity,
mm-hmm.
really lessens our concern for there not being enough fish for everybody. So
Okay.
This year, I think it's a good thing. I don't foresee an overabundance of fish going up to spawn this year.
Okay. I wondered about that because we hear so much about the decline in the fish populations that I would have thought a free zone, free of commercial fishing, would sort of help boost the numbers. But anyway, okay, thank you.
Thanks, Anna Rose.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm Diane.
Diane.
I may sound like a reporter, but I'm not as good as she is. But thank you, Ray. It's Diane McGachran.
Diane, thank
MC.
You. Diane. Sorry about that. I didn't catch you.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, see ya.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. So welcome to the show, Hannah. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thank you for accepting my call.
Thank you for calling.
I do call here and there.
I like that.
And I'm not disappearing, too.
Good.
Talking about, I'm not going to talk about fish or whatever is happening here in the Castaquin, but I'm talking about getting jobs here in Bethel.
Yeah.
And finding jobs. And settling and situating for jobs.
Well,
are you reading me?
Say more. I'm following.
I would like to ask you where you're from.
Me personally, Diane?
No, where you are from. Where do you consider yourself as a state? I'm asking, I didn't talk to you.
Oh, well.
I'm talking to Diane.
Well, I know,
but state.
In English.
We were both
on
the show.
Yeah, but where about state?
In English, I'm talking to her.
Kitake, go ahead.
Okay, I was...
I'm asking her where is she from.
Okay, I'm
to
from...
To settle yourself here in the hub of Bethel.
Oh, okay. You know what? I grew up in many places in the United States because I'm a Marine's daughter. So I was born on a military base in Quantico, Virginia.
That's what people are saying that when they're settling here in Bethel, that they're branches from a military. And I also am a military, was a military, and a veteran that I found out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And right now my family's trying to find jobs. And here one of my college sons that's trying to find a job is being set aside while other people from other states are getting jobs.
Okay.
And then I see at TWC they have these college students or students that are volunteering in these areas.
Jesuits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jesuit volunteers.
And they're getting jobs, whether they're white men or blue.
What? Yeah, go ahead.
And also at the hospital, there are college students and Jesuit students that are involving themselves there. And this is what natives supposed to be doing. Here in Bethel, that's a hub of Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
that's
I asked you where you're from.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair.
And I would like to apologize comparing myself to Mary Gregory. I apologize to you, Mary Gregory, if you're listening, because you are an elder to me, and I appreciate your fair, square head encore in Bethel.
Okay, Hannah. Well, thank you for calling. I hope you'll call again.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were closing. We have some other callers, too, waiting, so go ahead.
Yes, and that's what I'm talking about, jobs here in Bethel for the Yupiks. Because this Bethel is surrounded by Yupik people that are evolving from other villages, such as me.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for listening.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, that's a good point about the employment because there are a lot of people imported to Bethel for work that hopefully, as time moves on, it'll transition more and more. to people who are more local.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, employers want certain criteria for applying for jobs and
credentials
getting them.
Credentials and stuff.
And the most important thing is for people here now, especially young people who might be listening, is to get as much education as you can, no matter what.
And, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it looks like we have Eddie. Good morning, Eddie. You're on Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. May I speak to John?
Go ahead.
Hi, John.
Well, it would be better, since it's English show, you should speak English if you can.
Yeah. Somebody took my front wheels and a couple of days ago. Good morning, and happy 4th of July.
Okay. He was just saying that somebody in Akachok stole his front four wheelers, the smaller ones, you know, and he said, you know, it's not fun to have someone steal things from you. And he was wondering if somebody might have seen somebody stealing the four-wheeler wheels in Akechok to let him know or let the authorities know so he can try to get them back, because they cost money and it's no fun to have something stolen from you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So more of that.
Yeah.
All right. We have an anonymous caller. Welcome to the show. You're on Talk Line, Anonymous. You're on the
air. Good morning. This is Bamboo.
This is who?
This is me. I wish to concur with the last caller who called you in Yupik, okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I concur to what he said, because some people from up there, that village, they like to take things that don't belong to them, okay? You gotta watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you. Oh, okay. Well, Anonymous called in to agree. So, did you want to read a couple of those things? Because no one's on the line yet.
Yeah,
lines are open, everyone.
Okay. The numbers are 543-5985 and 543-2756 and 1-800-995-8954. Or you can send a message on radio@kyk.org. Yesterday on the Yupik Talk Show, someone called in and said some of the salmon berries are ready to pick. And she didn't say where, but I believe her.
Of course she didn't say
also
where.
That if you're going to be picking berries, to make sure your hands are free of insect repellent.
Oh.
It makes the berries taste bad. And there are ingredients in insect repellent that can rub off onto the berries that are not good for the body if you ingest them.
Wow. Okay. That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have been wandering the tundra, and I've seen salmon berries ripe, blueberries and blackberries. And I think that's really odd.
Yeah,
it's
well,
very early.
It's warming up early.
And they all kind of came out at very similar times. So
mm-hmm.
We have a couple of callers. Fritz, good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, guys. How are you
good morning.
Yeah, quite a few things again, as usual. First off, my first hit from coming from Bethel Search and Rescue. By now, majority of the people probably know we're going to have a fiddle dance fundraiser starting tomorrow and starting at 7 p.m. both nights, Saturday and Sunday, over at the old bowling alley, which is called OMC Multipurpose Building, right at the park over there. Come support Bethel Search and Rescue. It's a fiddle dance fundraiser for the Search and Rescue, which our organization is a nonprofit organization, 501c3, which the city of Bethel is trying to start charging nonprofit organizations here in town. Come help support the Bethel Search and Rescue. Without your support, you know, everything is not possible. With your support, with the Bethel and the surrounding villages, you know, we need everybody's support in the Bethel Search and Rescue so we can do our job finding a loved one brought back home. Has a closure to the family. You know, it's all for a great, great, great cause, for the, southwest region of, Alaska. And also, it extends all the way up, we're supporting people up in, Yukon, as far as down as, Togiak. You know, we supported help with the searches and support them and giving everybody advice on what to do and what not to do when you're out traveling. And then on the other note, the parade on Monday, I'm not sure what time it starts, but we ask all veterans to come and join in on our parade for the VFW. If you can walk with us, you know, it'll be great. We'll have publicity. Everybody will know that you're a veteran. You know, it's a great feeling to come celebrate Independence Day for veterans and the military people.
Okay.
Let's see, what else? Lastly, everybody probably here heard about me trying to run for city council last week or this week. And, you know, I don't really have a problem, I guess you could say, losing to an opponent. But I kind of figured I wasn't going to get the seat because 95% of the council members don't like me.
Mm. But what about running in the fall for the empty seat when it becomes empty? Then it's up to the voters.
Yeah. When it comes to that, yeah. But trying to being a sole person trying to run or opposing or getting on the same page as the other council members, you know, what good is that going to do? You know, it'll be me pretty much against six other members because me personally, I will, you know, try and do better for the community. But the other ones, to me, they're doing it for personal vendetta, to better the council member, him or herself. So, I don't know. It's it'll be pretty much a lose-lose battle.
So,
whether if I run or not, it's going to have to be a teamwork situation to work with six other council members.
Mm-hmm.
And if I run, and nobody to understand what I want for the community is, to me, pointless. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, the lady that the council chose to take the councilman's place who was leaving was interviewed on the radio for the news, and she didn't know whether or not she was going to run when her term expired or was finished. And she said that if you were going to run, then she would support you. So I think that's some encouraging news from her.
Yeah, she said that, but there's also a deal that they would rather pick somebody from, I don't know, not locally from here, does not have experience on political issues. I guess they want to choose somebody that they can manipulate and have her vote their way. You know, I have utmost respect for a government entity, but if they're doing something that they can sway somebody this way instead of doing something better for the community, I think we need to replace all the councilmen.
Oh, okay. That's a bigger agenda. But, I think if you wanted to run, you could, and I think people on the council do make a difference, and I do think that many of the council members work very hard, and it's a volunteer position. So that's very challenging for people to juggle their work life and then the commitment. And those Tuesday nights that they meet, those can be grueling. They're there sometimes quite late. So.
Yes. One great example is the marijuana issue. It's legal. Why? There is a perfect opportunity right here for legalizing marijuana. I mean, it's legal, and why does the city do this and put another moratorium? They could have made it what they needed to do and start getting revenue in from the marijuana.
That day may come. Just it may take a little longer to get everything set up. We have
what's the problem with not selling legal marijuana out here at Bethel?
I think
that's extra revenue for the city of Bethel that they could be making right now, today.
Mm-hmm. I think
they had to go ahead and do another 6 months or whatever moratorium they came up with.
Yeah. Well, I think they're working on it, and I think probably that day will come, just maybe down the road. We have some other callers lined up. So, Fritz, thank you very much for calling in, and I hope you run for council. Stan, good morning. Welcome to Talkline. You're on the air.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning. This is English language show. Call in English, please.
Yeah, okay. Good morning. Fishing will always be a hot topic, and I couldn't help but overhear on the national native news about the fishing industry in the Bering Sea. And their incidental bycatch number is ridiculous. They're allowed to take 200,000. And there's no limit for incidental bycatch numbers for chums or reds. And here on the Coskequin, we're only allocated, what, 60,000 Chinook? That doesn't sound fair at all. And I'd like to hear what you think about that. And the federal government recognizes subsistence as a priority. And here they turn around and bigger numbers for those pollock fishermen out in the Bering Sea. And Coastal Village Fisheries takes part in that fishery. They should change their motto to God provides, the pollock takes away.
Okay, Stan, yes. All right. Well,
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we're all done fishing, subsistence fishing for salmon. We're smoking them right now. And I think the flies have the flu because they've been crapping all over our fish for the past couple days.
Oh, no.
And where's the mosquitoes?
I was wondering about that. Not so many mosquitoes yet.
They only come out at night.
Did you get the fish you needed then?
Huh?
Do you have the fish you need?
Oh, we have all the fish we need. We're done.
Great. Okay.
We filled our fish rack twice and we're smoking them. Probably a week and a half we'll be heading home.
Okay.
Go stomp the tundra for berries.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you, Stan. And I think it's a good point to... It's funny because I just got this book in the mail called Subsistence Under Capitalism, and whether the capitalist economic system and subsistence approaches and traditional approaches to is workable and whether it is damaging or not. So it's kind of, I'll be reading up about that. So you reminded me of that, Stan.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you two have a good morning. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you for calling. Well, you know, subsistence capitalism, I mean, we should be sharecroppers here and have farmers market every Saturday. You know?
A fish market.
Or salmon market.
Yeah. You know,
sharecroppers, I mean, potatoes and carrots and onions and cabbage and everything. We have a caller.
Oh, yeah. We have email.
Email.
Oh, we have an email. Thank you. Geraldine is taking a call right now, and then she'll be finished.
Oh, okay, well, while we're waiting for her.
Oh, no, she's ready now. Okay. Okay, thank you, Geraldine. Go ahead.
There's an anonymous email. It says, rumor around town is that BNC is considering signing their liquor permit to AC to operate.
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, transferring it.
I don't think so.
Oh, so it would still be their liquor license, but it would be sold via the AC store, like the big AC store, not just the Quick Stop.
I don't know. Never heard that one.
I haven't heard that.
I'm a BNC shareholder. I haven't heard nothing like that.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to see how that pans out. So we have Cesari on the line. Good morning, Cesari.
Welcome to Talk Line. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Nice day. I correct you a little bit with that. BNC, this is not true. It's rumor, though.
Yeah.
They're my neighbors in here, and they will be, and I'm pretty interested in sitting right in it. And I know that this rumor, I talk to people who would know live from BNC quarters. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's rumor.
Oh, yeah, they're proposing to be in the building across the street from you, right?
Not proposing, they're already ready, though. Sooner when they come back from outside, I presume they'll be open sooner. I don't mind. You have to live with that, and I wish them the best, and a little bit competition never hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Honest competition, and those this book what you wrote about what you say. Capitalism,
subsistence under capitalism.
There should be change. Corruption, lobbyists, and subsistence.
Corruption, lobbyists, and subsistence.
Yeah,
okay.
They have so powerful lobbies in there you can't get over subsistence people in the state don't have lobbies. They don't have a politician that will be buy up. These working people, they don't have money to set up lobbies. If we have money put to one pot and get lobbies, we probably get our subsistence above the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, we'd be losers at money talk.
Well, you know, the presidential candidate that would really understand what you're saying is Bernie Sanders.
Surprise!
Yeah, right.
I'm teasing Cesare because he would hate that, I'm sure. I'm just pushing
you. You know, communism is good idea, but they don't work. They don't work. We don't have a perfect world, and only in perfect world communism and socialism will probably work. But,
right,
they have always... those law creators would abuse you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and money greediness.
But Bernie Sanders is not talking about communism. He's talking about democratic socialism, which is
how
European.
How much money he donated? How much money from his pocket? So. He make it good money?
No, he doesn't make nearly what Clinton and Trump make.
Of course, they're really corrupted.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they really figured out for all these years how to make a speech for millions of dollars with the talking same story.
Right now, Sarah Palin is at the conservative convention with Donald Trump making all kinds of crazy talk. I listened to a little of it this morning. It was crazy talk.
No, he talked that Indiana governor. I hope he's not Indiana. I think he's going to get him if he for VP, not set up. No, she's good in the TV, but actress.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyhow.
Yeah, and what I call actually for? Oh, that Fritz was he talking about the city council. You know what happened in the middle? Listen that nonsense. I see those. I see my son. Working. I even heard a rumor I put my kids, my two boys, to, and I direct them what to say. That is crazy idea. I just tell them to quit it because they affected my life and my job. But if they choose it, I wish them the best, and I'm sure they don't listen to me. They never been listening to me. So whatever they're doing on their own. Uh-huh. Daniel and Byron, and I know how much that Byron putting effort from his personal life to that.
I know.
He never missed like this budget. I not think so. He missed even one of them. There was every second day or every day for. And Fritz is pretty good with the. You know, I hope he get with the regular election. Just like I always support the liquor store and open, they should be open 4 or 5 years ago. We have different feet right now when we be having. Okay.
I'll read it.
No, I'm not going to share it.
Uh oh. So, Cesare, it looks like Bernie Sanders is calling you.
Maybe Sarah Palin.
Maybe Sarah Palin. I don't know. You better pick up.
You believe or not, but listen to.
Okay,
I'm still Republican. I'm still conservative. I'm still looking for business go forward. Businesses with the great jobs and stuff.
Yes, I know.
And if you work, you have pay for it.
Okay.
If you sitting on your butt in village, like my buddy, I lose the $50 with him with bed, and he says, recently he have good job. He said he not working. He have good job.
Yeah. Okay. Are we going to have to rush, push on? Okay. Thank you, Cesare. So I just want to make a quick announcement that was brought to me by the station. Due to equipment failure, Bethel's city subdivision is experiencing low water pressure, and in some cases, water is off entirely. Public Works Director Zef Lakhani says the incident is being addressed and the system should be up and running in a matter of hours. Water deliveries in other parts of the city will continue as usual.
Mm-hmm.
If the water's off, people should make sure their water pumps are unplugged.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't burn out.
Burn out.
Okay, so that is a little note there. So we have Raymond. Good morning, Raymond. You're on Talk Line.
Hi, good morning. Just for the YK Delta and, of course, just for Cesari.
Okay.
I don't know if you watch the news lately, but Obama is endorsing Clinton. I'm going to vote for him, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I want to say, congratulations to the employee of the City of Bethel, a newest addition, to my sister Pauline Snyder. She's 49 years old.
Uh-huh.
She just had a job career change. She's a water truck driver. You know, you're never too old to change your careers. you know, I know she had an office job most of her life, and now she's a water truck driver, and she got her CDL. And I want to say to all those people that are 40 plus years old and even older, you're never too old to change your career or go to college and change careers. But if you see anybody sees Pauline Snyder, otherwise her maiden name is Pauline Pete, congratulate her. It takes, who says a woman can't do a man's job, you know? That's hard work, pulling the hose and driving a big water truck. And, you know, they have a couple of women now driving water trucks, but I am just so happy for her. Okay, and I hope everybody enjoys their 4th of July and the good drying weather for fish, and hope you get a lot of berries and lots of fish and have a good summer.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you. Okay. So, good morning, Mark. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to offer a little encouragement to Fritz there. You know, he made a pretty good statement to the council as to why he was interested in the seat. I'm pleased to see that, you know, he was one of the two that they had to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, politics is the, you know, it's the art of the possible. And, in fact, I seem to recall him saying during his statement that he, you know, really enjoys politics. So don't look at, you know, not getting into a seat one time, especially in unusual circumstances like this, and they try to fill a vacancy. Don't look at that as being any kind of discouragement. And anybody who's thinking about running for, you know, city council or any other kind of office, of course you want to bring in some change. That's why people run for elected office. And don't ever think that it's going to be, you know, if you're running for Congress, it's going to be you against 434 other congressmen, or if you're running for the United States Senate, it's going to be you against 99 other senators, or if you're running for the Bethel City Council, it's you against 6 other council members. Good ideas stand on their own. Good ideas rise to the top of the pile most of the time. And, you know, I have to say, having been on the council a couple terms, honestly, at least when I was on there, I didn't see anybody who was on there for any vendettas or out there for any, you know, trying to improve their own position. The council members I worked with, had the privilege of working with, were there for the better of the city. There's, you know, there's tough decisions. You know, we've got to raise water rates. Well, there's, you know, there's a good reason for it. Sometimes they're unpopular, but just because an idea or an action is unpopular doesn't mean that it's, you know, subtly to the benefit of somebody else. But I just, you know, there's going to be possibly 2 vacant city council seats out of the 4 that are up for election.
Mm-hmm.
I supported Fritz for being on the council. I think he's, you know, well informed within the community and, has a lot to say and a lot of good ideas. And those are the kind of folks that we need on the council. So I just wanted to, you know, say not to be discouraged about not getting on, and don't be discouraged about the possibility of running. It's not tilting at windmills. It's public service, and it is an opportunity to do something good for the community. And there are very few 6-to-1 votes on the council. It's all a matter of, if you have a good idea and you've got the support from the community, it's up to you as a council member to persuade your fellow council members, and they are usually, persuadable. So I just wanted to toss that out, particularly for Fritz's benefit. I hope a lot of other people see him as a possibly good council member sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. So that's all I got.
Thanks, right. Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, sure. Man.
Okay, so we have Paul. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, everybody. I got a couple of highlights to bring up about subsistence. One is people taking dried fish or stripped from the drying racks during the low tide, sometime 3-4 o'clock in the morning. There's people running around on the beach going fish camp to fish camp and taking fish from the dry racks. That happened to me and my wife a couple of days ago. We found out there was somebody four-wheeling around. And when we got to our fish camp, our one pole was almost empty with drying strips. We were supposed to bring them in that morning. But someone or some people are going fish camp to fish camp and taking fish from camps there. And it heartbroken my wife about this. And I wish they wouldn't do that. And another thing is wasting fish from getting ready to cut them up. A neighbor of mine had been doing that last week. She had about 5 or 6 salmon in this washed up ready for cutting up the next day, but she never showed up for about a week, and this fish all spoiled.
Wow.
Stunk up the fish camp area pretty much. So I hope he doesn't go outside fish. I'll tell him off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let the other fishermen know about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's strong. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. That's all I got for you to talk about, too.
Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Well, speaking of fish camps, on the Yupik Language Talk Show yesterday, got a call from Bethel Elder Katie Albright. She must be about 90 years old. Anyway, she called that boaters should slow down when going through sloughs where there are fish camps located along the banks, because she was sitting on the bank near her fish camp watching children swimming in front of it. And along came a boat at a very high speed and didn't slow down, and she became very frightened and concerned for the children that were swimming in the slough, because the boat was going so fast it wouldn't be able to turn or stop if it was going to run into the children. So she was reminding boaters to please slow down when going near fish camps, especially in sloughs, because now it's nice and warm, and most of the children want to swim and cool off. She was very frightened and beside herself. She says she's too old to jump in the river to try to save me if the boat hit any one of the kids. So slow down when going through sloughs near fish camps, she said.
Okay. We have an anonymous caller. Good morning, Anonymous. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
On the marijuana issue.
On the what issue?
Marijuana.
Marijuana. Okay, go ahead.
as you know, the last election, there was a question ballot on whether it should be legalized or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bethel was a no vote. Do you recall?
I don't recall. Bethel was a no vote?
Bethel was a no vote throughout the state of Alaska that marijuana should not be legalized.
Right. Okay, yes. Statewide, it won,
yes.
But in Bethel, more people voted against legalization.
Yes.
Yes.
And what the city council did on the moratorium
mm-hmm.
of marijuana is something that I'd like to say kudos to, because I agree with the city council and those people who represent Bethel putting marijuana on a moratorium basis. I hope they should keep this moratorium basis on as long as it can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think marijuana here in Bethel should be sold legally.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah. So I hope there'll be more opportunities for public input to the council's decisions.
I hope they continue to say that marijuana is a very bad drug and it should not be legally sold here in Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
Because it crawls up the mind and messes some people up when they're on a motor vehicle. And it does a lot of things that it could hurt, say, my grandkids, for instance, if mm-hmm. someone's speeding down the road because he thinks he's going only 15 miles an hour
mm-hmm.
when he's actually going 50 or 60.
Same with alcohol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
I hope Bethel is listening to this and the council. And I hope they continue to keep marijuana on a moratorium basis and not say, oh, you're free to sell marijuana anytime you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thanks, bye.
Okay. Very clear on that. Tom.
Anybody?
Oh, no. We have Tom from Chilista.
Okay. Hi, Tom. Tom.
Good morning, Tom. Welcome.
Good morning, Diane and John. How are you two doing?
We're doing fine. We're
good.
Very fine.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, everything's going well here. I just want to remind all shareholders that the voting deadline is Tuesday, so your votes have to be completed by 5 p.m. Tuesday. So at this point, it's probably a little risky to mail in your blue paper proxy form.
Right.
yeah, so hop on your a smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, chances are you know somebody that does. And right on your blue proxy form on page 2 is your login information so you can vote at chilistavote.com. So please make sure you get out there and vote. I know there's fish opening right now. So once you get back and get those fish cleaned and gutted, please hop on the smartphone, vote. Literally, it takes like 2 or 3 minutes. It can be done quick.
Okay, yes.
Well, Tom, you know, since time immemorial, I've been voting during Chilista elections, and that was about the time of Noah, and I've still never won anything. Even if I use a smartphone the other day, I voted right away, and my name was off the list, and you got a list already on the Facebook, I think.
See, John,
of winners.
Your phone may not be as smart as you think.
Well, it was a computer.
Well, you know what? There's still opportunity because the main category, the regular proxy prize cash category, there's like over $30,000 worth of prizes there. So you still qualify for that. If you vote by 5 p.m. July, you will still qualify for that. So you do still have a chance to win prizes. But again, the most important reason to vote, as shareholders, it's our duty and it's our right to vote. So please, please get out there and vote.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. So I still have a chance to win a prize, I guess.
Yes. You and everyone else that has voted and has yet to vote. So please.
Since time immemorial, I've been voting. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, take care,
Thank
everyone.
You, Tom.
Have a great, safe weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have Alex on the line. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. It's about time.
Thank you for your patience.
I've been trying to call 40 minutes.
Oh, I know. We need to open 20 phone lines and let Geraldine really, she's shaking her head over there in the booth. No.
Well, thank you for taking my call this morning, and I want to speak about at least three important issues.
Okay.
One of them is fish.
Always.
You know, everyone else is doing very good, and my family is very careful processing fish. They make sure that, you know, there's nothing that's going to be, a health issue before they put up any kind of food. What's been happening with our fish, and we probably never realized that very early, probably halfway through the processing fish, there's been some green slime on some of the fish, you know, when they clean the slime.
Mm-hmm.
And probably in the, I'm not sure what part it is, but I thought it was a spleen in the fish, especially in the red salmon. It looked very good in the stomach, you know, while they're cleaning it. But when they clean the spleen, I think that's what it is. That black stuff inside the rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some green worm-like, I'm not sure what they are. I don't know if it comes from contaminant of some kind. And we have not processed those.
Okay.
So I would like to advise people who are listening to make sure that, you know, they look at every part of the fish. You know, it looked very healthy and really big, you know, like nice, healthy-looking fish. But inside the spleen, what I call spleen, I'm not sure if it's the right name.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be some green, it almost like a, looked like a fish egg.
Huh.
You know,
maybe
small fish egg, but you know, it did more like a worm. It's not moving, seemed like it's not moving, but it's something that's of a concern, health concern to people out there. A couple other things that I wanted to mention is boaters. You know, we've heard boaters in Yupik Talk Show, and they wanted that to they want the hosts and also people who are listening to interpret that in English talk show into Yupik. But during the Yupik Talk Show, one of the ladies said that, you know, there's been rapid shooting from nearby campsite upriver somewhere. Just the other night, my wife and I were heard shooting early in the morning, maybe about 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 or so. And there seems to be, it's not rapid shooting, but we heard a boat and shooting from way upriver. You know, when it's high tide, you could almost listen to people talking about sometime over a mile away, you know, when it's really calm. So I figured it might be above Bethel or in the Napakiak Slough. So I think the issue about shooting, you know, when people are drinking and driving, you know, they do crazy things that they wouldn't do when they are sober, and they're actually terrorizing children, women, and elders who are in fish camps. And a lot of this happens within city of Bethel's city limits, within 5-mile radius. I'm not sure if it's from post office from center of the community, but you know, that's what happens. Another issue that I don't know if it's an issue in other fish camps, but you know, there's liquor store, and there's more and more. I've been in fish camp for at least 17 years in Bethel area in summertime. This summer is the time that I hear a lot of crazy noises out in the boating activity out there. The other day, my wife and I, because it was really calm and we can hear voices around the island, and noises around the island, we thought we heard fighting in a boat and shouting.
Okay.
And that's an issue. That's something that people have now, cell phones. They could call the police. They could take pictures of those people who harass other people. And they could report that. And if their family members show them how to zoom in the picture before they take the picture, I think the police could kind of get an idea of what kind of boat and who the people are in the boat.
Now, Alex, I'm sorry,
that,
we have other callers. So if
you've never told the other people who talk about 5-6 minutes. You know, I was listening and timing your conversation with the other people. But one other thing that I wanted to make sure that radio hosts, both in Yupik and in English, try to remember is that this is not the time for political intentions. We could do other things, you know. If we decide to do some politics, you know, I think this is not the time. This is something that people are able to bring up some issues. And I appreciate your time, and you know, I have a lot of lists because, but I have to cut short because other people, I'm pretty well known in the area and region, and they say they appreciate some of my comments on the radio. Thank you very much, and good morning.
Okay, thank you, Alex. We have Angela Morgan on the phone. Good morning, Angela. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I listened to the guy earlier that was talking about people going to the fish camp and stealing.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me this summer right before we had a closure when we were getting some chew fish. We went down to the fish camp and we put some chew fish up and we bought our chainsaw that was locked up in the smokehouse and a bag with stuff that Carl had, and he had one of his pistols in the cabin. And apparently someone went to our fish camp, opened both doors, the fish camp and our cabin, and stole the chainsaw and the gun, but left everything else. And I just want people to know, if you can afford it, get a camcorder so that you can record who's stealing. This morning I read on Facebook that an elderly lady who lives alone and her sons who are married and have kids help her fish. They stole fish from her smokehouse. And I think, you know, it's so wrong. People need to have respect of other people's property and other people's goods. And I think maybe it might be from, I don't know, someone told us that maybe they stole the gun and the chainsaw so that they can sell them for drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. it's getting worse. And Carl and I are becoming an elder. We're newly being elders, and it's already happening to us. And I feel sorry for those older people who are struggling, who want their fish for the winter, you know. And the other thing I wanted to say is thank God for all the good fish that we have this year. Really appreciate it, feel thankful, and we're really happy for what we got.
Okay. Thank you, Angela.
Okay, thank you.
Vernon, welcome to the show.
Well,
you're on the
good
air.
Morning. Good morning, Diane. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Vernon.
Anyhow, yeah, what a shame. The stories I'm hearing about the fish camps being robbed locally and in the fish camps. So Brianna Paul for calling regarding your situation and the last lady that called, and also a few other callers regarding people stealing from fish camps, literally right under their noses while they're sleeping. So there's a few people that may be up. Alex brought a good point. Call the cops. You know, it's probably within the Bethel
city limits.
City limits. Call the cops, make reports, take pictures, whether you're out in the villages or not the villages, but the fish camps, and especially locally. You know, there's a lot of people that distrust the police department, but it's okay to report and, you know, report these incidents, take pictures. So I'm glad people are calling about it, and if you do have cell phones, you know, make that call and report it. Otherwise, it's just going to be unreported and it's going to continue on. Another thing I'm calling about is Donlin Gold. I know, you know, the EIS statement has been over for a little over a month now, and, you know, do not forget about Donlin Gold, those that oppose it, especially out in this region. This is a time where their advocates are literally going out to the villages when they're having their 4th of July celebrations and passing out their goods as caps, their shirts, their vests with their logo, Donlin Gold. So for those of you accepting those items, you're supporting Donlin Gold. So if you are approached by some of these advocates, do not accept, you know, unless you're going to cover their logo up. And which is a good idea. However, the minute you accept their items in the villages, you are supporting their, you know, Donlin Gold. And I will continue to, you know, oppose Donlin Gold. And, you know, we cannot forget, and we got to continue speaking against Donlin Gold. Do not forget about it. You know, a few weeks ago, Gloria Simeon wrote a great statement story. Mm.
Yes, she did. In Delta Discovery.
Yes, it was a good one. So keep those in mind. Her comments were great, really good. Keep those in mind and do not support Donlin Gold. The minute you accept their items or clothing or hats, you are supporting them. So one more thing regarding, you know, something similar. I'm just wondering what happened to the incident in Tuntutuliak. You know, they had an incident where they had a large equipment fall through the ice, and nobody seems to be talking about it, and the people responsible, I'm wondering if they've been confronted or are taken actions to clean the mess up.
Oh, that's right.
So they have been talking about it. So hopefully the people in Tuntutuliak do not stop fighting for cleanup. If it's still there, you need to continue, you know, get some of the native corporations that are against Donlin Gold out and let them know that there's a problem, and I'm sure you guys are still, you know, feeling the effects of that. So, Okay. Anyhow, see something, say something. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the summer, and God bless America.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, guys. All right.
Yeah. Well, I want to mention also that down in Kahiknak, house burned down. The mother and the son are now homeless. They lost everything. If you can help, you go to kyk.org. We have a list of what those two need.
Good.
They're in need. Their house burned down, and they can do nothing about it because their firefighting equipment wasn't apparently working. But, you know, usually people in Bethel are very generous, and they'll help people who lose stuff in fires.
Very good. Okay, thank you. We have Robert Hoffman on the line. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, ma'am. I just heard a few items here. First of all, about fish camps that have been robbed and about their fish. Me too, up in Greek, I found out in order to keep your fish, the hard work and the very little that they give us, I encourage the people, if you cut your fish, the hard work that you do and dry your fish, you should stay with your fish, camp with your fish, and there'll be no more problems. Even if it's a suffering time with the mosquitoes, if you don't stay with your fish after you work so hard catching them and cutting them up, I'm sorry that you you leave open the doors for robbery. So stay with your fish. Another one is the city council. You know, the city council, as you well know, is a volunteer position. Therefore, in order to run for city council, to begin with, you must be well off. In other words, you have a bank account, you got a good job or whatever. In order to do, because it's a volunteer, ONC, non-profit organization, they all the corporations, all the councils around here give stipends or some kind of help to the people that go and put their efforts to these councils, except the city of Bethel. I'm wondering if that's some kind of a thing that keep the natives from running, because they seems like they're the only ones that seems to be hurt on the talk show all the time about fish and all this and that. If there was the city council should have some kind of a stipend to encourage people to run for the city council.
The city council,
so far I have not heard in many, since the liquor store opened, I have not heard the complaints, any complaints from the swimming pool. Therefore, how much does the taxes being taken from the liquor must be helping the swimming pool? Because nobody crying about the swimming pool no more. We'd like to know how much they're getting.
Okay.
On that issue. If that's possible to do that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was Bob Gaya, and I'm sure that he has posted at his fish camp everywhere, beware of the bears, and he's got a lot of bears up there.
Oh, wow.
But those are good deterrents for his fish camp.
Yeah. What? Oh, the bears?
Bears, yeah.
Bear patrol.
Throw the beware the dog signs away and put beware of the bears.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's no good. Stealing. Stealing is no good, and that's not our tradition. I'm sure it's, I hope it's not our people who are doing that, who live here for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand that it's hard work to put up fish, to get it, smoke it, and the best part is to eat it. But when people steal from us, it hurts us really bad. And what they say is, what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
So it might even get worse coming back to you if you steal.
Yeah. Okay. We have Stella on the line. Good morning, Stella. Welcome for calling. Thank you for calling. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning.
I heard your comment about Katie Albright. Yeah, that one was due to that person was probably jumping and driving that night. It was scary, and I know those other people are trying to tell that person slow down just right when he got. At the end, he started speeding up and got stuck. And another thing, that'd be nice if this.
Oh, I think we may have lost. Oh, there you are, Stella. Sorry. Go ahead.
Break for 1 week. Get a break. I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure all the, because I know there's a lot of people that are, like, I know, drinking out there, and I know the, because I used to drink, and I used to, my kids used to fight me, and I'm glad that I quit drinking, turned my life around, see my husband, and now it feels good to be sober.
Good for you.
Yeah, so it's not worth it to drink. And that at the hospital, I got prayed and with my upper arm before he passed away, and I felt that really my
I have started feeling love in my heart, and now that me and my husband don't have no more cravings for alcohol, and I know we're just going around telling people that they should quit drinking because, you know, they don't want to go to hell. If they want to go to heaven. But yeah, John, yeah, that one that you were, where Katie Albert was saying, yeah, that we noticed that person was like they were drinking driving. So that's why that book didn't slow down when it was coming in.
Dangerous. So,
yeah, so all those two person, whatever needs to be on the river with their boat, with that for drunk driver. Or, well, I'm sure they do.
No, that's a good idea. I like that idea that, you know, city limits. Too bad there's more city policemen that had. That then we can get them boats and they could patrol the 10 mile limit around Bethel to make sure there weren't any drunk boulders.
Yeah, right.
And then further out, maybe the state troopers could be flying around or something. They could spot them from there too if they're erratically driving.
They're doing that, going to the rivers, so they could save people. Because I know a lot of people kept telling other people, drinking driving is not good to mix. And I know it causes lots of accidents. But, yeah, that'd be nice if this place was closed for 1 week, take a break. That'd be really awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Stella.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, now, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, and we have a...
Let me guess. Cesare.
It's a repeat. Cesare has circled back
around. I've got a really short one.
Yes.
There's so many complaints. The studying of somebody's complaints about the swimming pools. I'm pretty positive they've been not even been in there. They don't know what's going on. What is it? For me, if I see one smiling kid's face, happiness, and joyful, that is luck. That is more than anything else in here. Not breathing the freaking dust in here to stay and enjoy and jumping and smiling and have some different life. For me, that is you. That is the city should be proud to have him that. And everybody was complaining that never been even close in there. Just go and jump in there yourself. I'm sure this is lots of kids, lots of parents, older and younger, who want to enjoy it. They go over there and enjoy it, and they work more with million dollars. And I know mine to pay extra even taxes or raise the taxes to stay this thing going, and people have them not be the sort of poor the country from some Central Africa or somewhere, Zimbabwe. We'll be taking a step forward in civilization. And I have one question. Can we put bear traps around these fish camps and get those crabs out? Because if you call the police, there was some of them cut on the tape on the cameras. They said we can do charges because the cameras was illegal. You have to post information and all that, and charges and You can even choke. You know, I hope those people choke themselves with that fish, but that's not enough. Let them suffer with the bear traps. I buy some of them and give you guys, distribute it. And
okay.
Put everywhere. We have booby traps.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Careful with that. All right. Thank you, Cesare.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
We have Anna on the line. Good morning, Anna. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I'm calling from Oscarville Slough Fish Camp.
Uh-huh.
There's some boaters that are going really fast, you know, by the fish camp.
Uh-huh.
We have grandkids or other kids, small kids swimming, especially on ice days. I would like to say, please slow down when you go through Oscarville Slough Fish Camp. Because I'm calling for the concerns of the small kids that are swimming and for the erosion of the fish camp.
Good point.
Because all the big waves that they make
afraid they erode the fish camp banks.
Mm-hmm.
They need to slow down, please.
Mm-hmm.
This is at Guiham Bang, a fish camp. King and Guyana.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Well, John, we have a... Looks like we have a free space if you want to
yeah,
tell
do.
Us about
really
the 4th of July there.
Yeah. And I want to reiterate what Fritz said, that we need more, the parade needs more veterans to join up, and the parade line begins outside Swanson's at 10 a.m. on Monday. The parade begins, anyway, because they need more veterans because they lead the parade. They carry the flags in front of the parade. And so at 11 o'clock, the parade begins, winding through town and ending up at Pinky's Park. 12 noon, there's music, entertainment, vendors, and games open at Pinky's Park. And then at 1 o'clock, adult softball tournament begins, and all the way up till 5 o'clock, everything's going on. And it'll be fun for everybody. No alcoholic beverages allowed. The roads entering Pinky's Park and leaving will be blocked off, and they don't want no vehicles allowed in Pinky's Park. Parking is very limited in city sub, so I would suggest that people walk to Pinky's Park from where it's blocked off. And... For the parade route breakdown of the day entertainment schedule, visit kyuk.org.
Okay. It looks like, we have Sunny on the line, and we have a few minutes. Anyway, Sunny, you're welcome to talk line.
Yeah, good morning, John and Debbie here. I haven't met Debbie, but I'd like to someday. Anyhow, with all this sleeping going on, I want to let people know that, you know, I live in the city subdivision here for years.
Mm-hmm.
1977, I built my house. But anyhow, there's individuals that walk around late at night, middle of the night, when it's dark or, you know, semi-dark this time of the year. The other night, my wife heard a dragon sound on my deck, and I got up and tried to move the curtain a little bit to see if I could see anybody. Whoever was out there, you know, hid really fast. But it's happening here in the city subdivision. There was evidence of it next morning when I checked everything out. And those people that are doing that, you know, they got to get caught and reprimanded, not a slap on the back of the hand. You know, that's terrible. People work all their lives for what they own, and people working in the fish camps and put up fish and work hard, depend on it for the winter, and then people go around and take stuff that isn't theirs. There's got to be something done, you know. In bigger cities, people get shot for that and hurt bad or whatever. But, you know, I did see that happen, but, you know, it's terrible. People out there, you want something, work for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right taking stuff. Those are my comments. I'll leave it up to somebody else.
Okay.
Thank
yeah,
you,
good
Sonny.
Morning,
thank you, Sonny.
Everybody.
Thank you, Sonny.
Have a good weekend. You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Go ahead, John.
Oh,
you
no.
Have some more.
No, I have
well, that
nothing
clock,
else.
Our clock in here is 5 minutes fast.
Well, good. That means we're going to end early 5 minutes fast.
Okay,
oh,
I don't know.
Really?
Geraldine's shaking her head now. She typed a note to me. I don't know what it was. Either that clock is wrong. Our clock in here is wrong. It's not
we
as late
fix
as we
it,
think.
Then.
Okay, but anyway, okay, go, John. You
oh
gonna...
yeah, well, I'm leaving.
Oh, bye.
Well, I need coffee. I gotta go to the bathroom.
I mean, there's things that need to be
got
done.
Got a hospital for my arm and everything else. And
you've
I need
got a line.
Smoke.
Okay. Yes. All right, John. John has left. John is leaving the building. Be careful. Watch out. You're hooked up on the microphone. Okay. We have a call. Okay, we're just tumbling around in here in the booth. We have Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi. Yeah. The guy in city sub. You know, he's right. You know, you got to lock your stuff up. You know.
Yeah. Now is that something kind of new? Isn't it? That
well,
a long time ago.
Well, you hear it all on the news. You hear it on the news. You got to lock your stuff up.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Just lock your stuff up and
thank
keep your eyes open, you know.
Okay.
See something going on wrong?
Yeah. Report it. All right. Thank you, Anonymous.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'd actually, I had to come back and report from the bathroom that we have water here at KYK now. We're hooked up with City Sub.
So I was wondering how you were going to go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, well, still. okay.
Oh, so water is back.
Yeah, water is back here at KYK. I don't know about the rest of City Sub, but we got water again.
Yeah.
We had no water for, I don't know how long we've been on.
Everyone can come to KYUK and use the bathroom. No, don't do that.
Oh, we'll interview them.
Come
well,
and go.
Well, it's been fun.
Yeah.
And I think Joe will be back next week,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, John, thank you so much. I'm
he's
really
been
glad
at
you're here.
Fish camp, and I hope he got a lot of fish.
Yeah, he's fishing and berry picking, so, yeah.
Oh, good berry picking, yeah.
He's getting some stuff done.
Okay, well, it's been nice working with you, Diane.
Thank
not,
you,
Debbie?
Not Debbie. And not Debbie. Anna Rose.
But not Anna Rose.
I
not
am
Debbie.
Diane.
Diane. Yeah, okay. Bye.
All right. Bye, John. Okay, we have Wassily on the line. Good morning, Wassily. You have a few minutes left.
Good morning.
And you should probably turn down your radio.
I'd like to wish my friends, Patrick Kulik and...
See, you need to turn off your radio.
Okay.
Or you hear,
hear
the back channel there. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
You need to turn off your radio.
Okay. We've lost Wassily. He went to turn off his radio, but he ended up hanging up it as well. So anyway, I want to thank everyone for your calls. There was a nice variety and, as usual, covering a lot of things. I apologize if I cut anyone off and gave them less time than they really should have had. It's sometimes I look at the board and there's lots of callers lined up, and I sort of get a little anxious about getting to everyone and letting everyone have a chance. So thank you for that. And we have one more. I think we have one more call. Is this Wassily trying to get, or?
No, this is Daniel.
Oh, you're on the air. You probably have to turn down your radio.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'd like to announce that me and my wife and our family are having games at the fourth, and our grand prize is a 32-inch flat screen TV, meter and prize, a mini drone, and some tablets, so.
Wow. Now, what are you, what is this with now? Or, and is this, you said you had games and there will be prizes.
Yeah. The prizes are.
What booth will you be
grand.
At?
What's that?
What's the name
this
of your?
This is in Bethel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we're going to have a 32-inch screen, flat screen TV, for a grand prize if you beat all our games and our second prizes like a tablet, mini drones, and I hope we have a lot of people turn out at 4th of July and have some fun.
Okay, now that means you'll have a booth at Pinky's Park, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You'll be set up. And what is the name again that you're representing?
I'm not representing any organization.
Oh.
I'm just letting people know out there what our prizes are and.
Okay. Good.
Advertising.
Sounds
and
good.
Also, I'd like to talk about someone calling earlier about you have to be well off to be on the city council. I don't believe that. You just have to go to city council with something you're passionate about that you want to get done. You know, it doesn't matter if you're how much you make. Just, you know, you show up and put the work. That's how I feel. My brother's been doing great. He's very passionate about what he's been doing.
Uh-huh.
And if anyone feels the same way and wants something done, I encourage them to go run for city council.
Okay. Good points. Yep. Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
And I think Sonny called.
Yes.
Earlier about hearing someone dragging stuff around at middle of night. Sonny, if you're listening, give me a call next time you hear something suspicious, I live right down the road from you.
Okay, good.
Kind of help support the Neighborhood Watch program that I'm trying to start.
Oh, that's right, the Neighborhood. Okay, good. All right. Thank you. So we're going to wind up here.
Okay.
And you,
okay, you guys have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Okay. That brought us right up to the end. Have a good weekend. Great 4th of July. And we'll talk to you on next Friday on Talkline.
Express yourself.